Hey guys, welcome back.
Why are you laughing?
Hey guys, welcome back to the Digitalk Show. It's your host, Pamela, Frank, and I am here with...
Eniola.
Yeah, I'm here with Eniola. Eniola is a...
How do I introduce myself now?
Introduce yourself however you want to introduce yourself.
Currently a master's student.
Okay.
My field of study is mass communication.
Okay.
And someday I hope to change narratives about women.
Wow.
Especially
she just
via
had to
film.
Plug in her stuff.
What do you mean by myself?
She just had to plug in. She just saw an empty spot and she plugged in.
Yes,
that's
please.
Good. That's good.
Selling myself, selling my market.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm breaking the ice.
Yes, literally. Okay, which brings us to the topic
exactly.
for today. And the topic for today is small talks and breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Small talks and breaking the ice. We're going to be walking you through a process of, you know, how to get out of an awkward situation and how to come off confident and make small talk big talk.
Do you know, it just occurred to me that this topic of discussion boils down to the recent book I've been reading.
Okay, what's that?
The one I told
speak
you about
with power and exactly. confidence. Yes,
exactly. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence!
Yeah, it just hits me.
I didn't glance at it. I didn't know. Okay, James.
Interesting.
Okay, so this is I don't remember the episode, but I think this is my 13th episode.
Interesting. Wow.
I know, right? And remember to follow the Dish Talk Show on Instagram and Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube at the Dish Talk Show. On Apple Podcasts is the Dish Talk Show, and on Spotify is also the Dish Talk Show. Let's get into this thing. But first of all, we're going to be doing affirmations as usual. I know you forgot.
Yeah. Now you're putting me in a cringe-worthy situation.
Yes, so you get out of it. So we're going to be doing affirmations, and we're going to be doing 5 each. And I'm going to be affirming money to my life.
Oh, okay.
So this is my affirmation topic. You can pick your affirmation topic, whatever topic would be, peace, love, whatever. So I'm gonna go first, so you can.
Does it have to be a specific theme? Like
yes, just specific theme. Yes,
on a specific theme.
On a specific theme. Everything about you can say, oh, money is coming to me this week. Anything about that thing, I'm receiving the fruit of my label.
You are so technical.
You have to go and put
writing.
That.
I know.
Here
I
you
know.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go in with mine. So since I'm affirming money, I affirm millions of dollars this week.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I affirm.
It's not a prayer, but then amen.
<It's> amen. I affirm very, 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 very huge chunks of money dropping into my bank account this week. Financial stability. I affirm financial stability. I affirm that I am very organized with my savings and my budgeting. And lastly,
that's a nice one.
Yeah, okay. So that one's a really nice one.
I'm saying that because I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Me too.
I affirm that I learn more ways to make money this year. What's yours?
Amen. Okay, so for me, it's gonna be success. At the moment, I'm writing some examinations. I have movie productions.
I want to change my affirmation.
Oh, please. I have movie productions, a documentary. I have interviews to be conducted. I'm saying success in my exams, the ones I've written, and the forthcoming production, success in that, success
yeah.
to my colleagues and my friends, success to my sister, my family, as she writes a project. How many is that? I think I've said 4.
And success to me, my exam. Okay, so that's very,
you
very great.
You owe me one affirmation.
I will give you an affirmation.
Next time I'm on the
yes.
show.
Okay, so let's just dive right in to this dish.
Yes, please.
So, small talks. What's your view on small talks?
Small talks. So for me, I feel small talks are efforts individuals put into breaking the ice, like getting to the point where they begin to get to know somebody else.
Okay.
I feel small talks starts with the very first time you meet someone.
Okay.
Or you are in company of a group of people. So you don't, because
I just don't want to feel
human beings, are naturally social beings.
Yes.
So it becomes awkward when you are incapable of
making any conversation,
contributing towards a conversation.
Yes.
So that's it. So I'm not even talking about a one-on-one now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how when you are in company of a group of people, so you don't want to be the odd one out. And then
you just have to chip in that.
Exactly. So small talks doesn't necessarily have to come with you initiating the conversation.
Okay.
Small talks could come with you adding to an ongoing conversation.
Yes.
So that's my take on
small talks. My take on small talks is that I feel small talks is a way people just try to take away the anxiety they feel within that the awkward situation. So they're like, okay, so how is studies? Nice weather. I hate small talks. I hate small talks. So awkward. Like, and when someone starts to do small talk, I now feel awkward because I, like, if I say, so nice weather, right? It's about to rain.
You know, be so like, nice about the weather. Well, you never can tell if the other person likes it when it's raining. So for them, at that
it's
point
so awkward.
In time, it's actually a nice weather, even though it's raining.
I actually like it when it's raining. Okay, and then you're like, okay, what am I going to say to this? Great weather too. Like, it's awkward. Even now, all this listening to this is like really awkward. So I hate small talk, and I really want to know how to break the ice and get myself out of that bubble of overthinking that, they think I'm awkward, they think I'm awkward, they think I'm awkward, say something. And
for me, the worst type of an attempt towards small talk would be with social media and chatting.
Okay, I've not experienced
that. In person, small talk might be, for someone like me, I don't know about other people.
Okay, maybe.
Small talk in person, your facial expressions, your non-verbal communication is enough to tell me, move on to the next person.
Okay, so you're not feeling the conversation, you will not even carry on with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Like, okay,
but when you're chatting, I can't see you. I don't know. So somebody types, okay, I've heard you. I'm like, okay, are you angry with that? You're okay. Or you're cool with continuing conversation. It's mentally more tasking for me
when
to
you're
do small talks or be in that awkward situation on social media.
Like when you're not seeing their expressions.
Exactly.
You can misunderstand. Okay. Like people misunderstand
words.
Okay a lot.
Yeah.
Are you angry? Just okay. You know, they might just be like, they read it. Oh, okay. You're back to doing it anyway. You're like, just okay. Like, it's really, like, makes it so awkward. So, we're going to be talking about how to take this awkward, how to break that ice. So, since you've been reading Speak with Power and Confidence, tell me how to break
so
the ice. Yes, you are the next one. I'm breaking the ice by giving you the ice to break it.
Irony of it.
I know.
So, one of the things, unfortunately, I can't even remember the author now. I'm sorry, I do that a lot. I read a lot of books.
So you don't remember the
name of the author, which
same.
I don't know if
I remember the author, but I don't
much.
Read the book. Just a reference. Like, Robert Greene. Oh yes, I've read all his books.
Okay.
I'm a professional author.
Okay, so for me, when it comes to breaking the ice with small talks and leveraging on what the author of that book suggested, okay. Number one, you need to develop your own self-confidence.
Yes.
So another person I'm going to work with, thankfully I remember this person's name now. Okay, no, I just forgot the name.
Just a
okay, so he said, oh yeah, it's Goffman. He said that for every conversation, you can liken, for every human social interaction, that was what he said, you can leverage on the fact that there is a backstage and there is a front stage.
Interesting.
So right now, with you and I having this conversation,
that's amazing. I just got it. That's amazing.
Exactly. This is a front stage. So I have like to put up
that.
Like right now, this is a
front stage. I'm looking at stage. Yeah. So what's going on behind this?
Exactly. So there's a lot of things going on in my head. I have to formulate the words, the choices of words I use. If
sending cue card. Hey, send this out there. So it's inappropriate. Yeah, so send it.
Exactly. So somewhere in my head, I'm thinking a lot of things before I say what I say.
Yeah.
And it's affecting my choice of words. If I was somebody who would normally make use of, sorry to use the word, foul language, what people regard as foul language.
Yeah.
If I'm on this particular show and I know that the audiences of this show would feel uncomfortable with those words, now I have to sift it somewhere in my head. So there is the backstage.
Please use foul language. Thank you. Please, yeah, thank you. We are explicit.
So thinking about that now, your confidence comes from a lot of your backstage. And according to Goffman, he said that when it comes to your backstage happens when you are by yourself. So it comes from a lot of soliloquizing. So you're like, situation, when this person said this, I could have said that. Why did I say that? Maybe
like you're reviewing how the show went.
Exactly. How that
I love Gottman. I love him. Like, I get him.
So the thing is,
that's amazing.
It's very important to first of all build your own confidence, and in building your own confidence, it comes from a lot of your backstage discussions with yourself.
Okay, so you're saying people are always preparing for a show in their head.
Yes,
they're always amazing. That's actually accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, we are approaching class. We are approaching this person. Okay, yeah. Lights.
Shout at this person.
Yeah.
Well, smile at this person.
Yeah. Sending cue cards like, how am I getting? How am I getting? Okay. Hi. Like, it's crazy. That's an amazing take.
You need to build your confidence and you need to be sure of your words. I feel a lot of these things stem from building that confidence about yourself.
Yeah.
So in building your confidence, you come to a place where you're comfortable with the use of some words. Like, for instance, if somebody should come into a conversation where the predominant language of conversation is English, correct spoken English, somebody who speaks Pidgin may not feel comfortable in that environment.
Because they've not built their confidence
with the use of language. And there are some people that are way stronger. They don't give two fucks whether or not you speak Pidgin. Theirs is, they have an opinion.
And they want to let it. I like that.
So it doesn't
matter.
So that is also a place of confidence.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of small talks are possible because, or a lot of the ability to be able to break the ice is possible because of individual's confidence.
I feel like that's the main reason why. Yes. One of the main reasons. Wow, that was an amazing take. Show over, everybody. We've gotten it. Well, I have a take, and
okay.
I think, speaking from experience, I have social anxiety, so I have a very big backstage.
It's weird how we connected though, because I didn't get that vibe from you.
I have a very good, efficient backstage. I have the best staff there. They're working on 24/7. They're working all the time. They have the best equipment, the best script writers.
Ooh.
But that doesn't mean those are made up, like things they write. Those people, like things I say, I'm not made up. they are what I feel.
Okay.
And I just have a good coach to teach me how to that
is
self-confidence.
This a physical coach?
No, like self-confidence is my coach.
Right.
To tell, like, I have to teach myself how to repress that feeling. Repress that feeling of, okay, don't be afraid, just talk, just be free, because I know there are false thoughts that are coming into my mind.
Okay.
So when I avoid situations, even till now I still do it, because people rarely see me. Mm. I just go from class to room. I don't talk to people. I don't make whatever. So I just stay with me. And the reason why I feel like I feel awkward in those situations, I felt awkward in those situations, because I'm overthinking it.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Overthinking about so many things. Oh, they hate me. Oh, I'm talking too much. Or right. It's too quiet. Say something.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I would say I feel that small talk. I can literally just say the most darnest thing and just be like, oh, nice breeze you have got going here, or something's to
yeah.
me. Because whenever it's quiet, mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, what? Oh, something's wrong. Shall I say something?
Say something about the awkward silence.
So my question now is, how can I, keep quiet when it's quiet? Because sometimes you don't have to even talk.
Okay,
I struggle with that.
Okay, so I think to a very large extent, in the course of you overthinking stuff, you have to also remember that the other person you are so bothered about is thinking their own thinking.
Yes, I forget that too.
You have to think about, so that's my take on that. I don't know if you've seen this animation. I don't know, when I watch movies, when I watch animations, I watch beyond just the storyline.
Mm.
So there's this cartoon, I've forgotten the title again.
Maybe I'll remember.
So they like show you people's thoughts, and then they show you their different characteristics, traits of anger, fear, sadness, happiness.
I know the cartoon.
So yeah, if you had that at the back of your mind, I remember there was a particular scene between the husband and wife of the main character, like parents of the main character.
Yeah.
And then there is the part where the woman is like talking about their daughter misbehaving, and the man is actually somewhere in his brain just thinking about football.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she gets angry that
he's not listening.
So the thing is,
always
as much as you
mind.
Are thinking, you're thinking, and then you're quiet, the other person is thinking that. So one of my favorite YouTubers, what's her name? No, apart from Lily Singh, Liza Koshy.
I don't know who that is.
Liza Koshy and Lily, was it Liza Koshy and Lily Singh? They did a short video.
Okay.
Although their aim at that point is to enable or to promote girl power,
okay.
Where you don't have to hate the other girl because, oh, she's wearing a very nice outfit. Compliment her at that point in time.
Yeah, project your insecurities.
When you guys can strike a friendship or strike a conversation.
Yeah.
So for her, she created a scenario in an elevator where there was a model-like looking lady there. I don't know if you know this model that has patches on her skin. I'm sorry.
Okay, Winnie Harlow or something.
Exactly. Winnie Harlow was in the elevator. She was in the elevator because Lily Singh has really long hair.
Yeah.
Natural long hair. Her background is Indian. So she has really long hair. And then there was, who was the third person? I think the third person was Zendaya.
Okay, yeah. And I've seen that in an elevator, and we're like,
Winnie,
I like her hair.
Really tall.
Yeah.
So Lily was obviously admiring Lily for her height and her beautiful skin.
Yeah.
And then Winnie was in her mind admiring Lily Singh for her long hair.
Yeah.
And then I think for Zendaya, it was Zendaya's beautiful skin or something.
Yeah.
And then they didn't say anything to each other.
They're just like,
exactly. So there's really no point feeling the other person is better than you, or that you're better than the other person.
Yeah.
The fact that what you're thinking, the person's probably even thinking it.
Yeah.
So the only point where you actually even know whether you should have had that conversation, sorry, sound very twisted, is starting the conversation.
Wow, scary. Which brings us to breaking the ice.
Exactly.
You should employ me. What's the name of this? So that's how to break the ice. You start the conversation, you strike the conversation.
Exactly.
What if in a situation where you start a conversation and they don't finish?
Or the person dismisses you.
Yeah, like
that's okay. Like the scariest for me at this point.
How do we do that? How do we unbreak the ice after that?
Okay, so we are giving scenarios now.
Yeah,
so
let's give a scenario.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy I've been chatting with. No, don't give me
I'm
that
looking
look.
At the camera. Imaginary camera.
Don't give me that. So there was a guy I'd been chatting with. I'd never seen him. So I got his contact through my colleague. Because I needed an information from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we started chatting anyways. And then the first time we met, it was at a restaurant.
Okay.
And then there was that initial awkward silence.
God.
But we eventually broke the ice. So I'm creating two
scenarios.
He
was not even making an attempt to talk.
No, it's not as if he wasn't. But you know, obviously now. So me, I was sizing him up because he didn't look like what he sounded like.
Okay.
It didn't look like. It was better looking. So I was busy sizing up and admiring the guy. That
nice
one.
Nice
jawline. Good. So at the point where we were able to break the silence was the conversations we had in the past while chatting. So that's a scenario where we were able to
break the ice.
And then the person was responsive to me. Do you understand?
Yes.
So the other scenario, so I go to this store to get food, and then it has to do with food, both sides, food. And
the
then
key.
The other the lady who was what will I call her now, who was at the cashier is what's coming to my head. She's not a cashier. The server, the waiter, the waitress
at the store.
No, to get food.
Is it like a restaurant?
It wasn't a restaurant. You know all this, like, I wouldn't call it a kiosk, but then they give you like food. You stand by there, you make your order, and then they give you
the server or something.
Yeah, the server. Mm. So I remember the server. When I first mentioned that I wanted the food that I wanted, so she was dismissive, like, go and get your ticket from there. Okay. I'm paying for this food. Oh,
yes.
Even if you were giving me for free. You shouldn't have that attitude towards me. So when she came, there was another server that was there that was a guy. Mm. So I just put it to her, like, oh, now you can smile with the guy, but
you can't smile with me. She said, what?
She just started laughing, okay, like, oh, eyes. Please, don't think that, though. I'm like, now you sabi.
So why are you now projecting your anger on me?
Just saying that, for me, I can't say about other people. If I am rejected because of a conversation.
Checking.
Exactly.
Oh, God. You know the work here. Yes. Oh my God. So from this whole topic,
mm-hmm.
the takeaway is, one, grow your self-confidence.
Yes,
first of all,
big time.
Have self-confidence.
Big time.
If you don't have
nobody
one,
is going to hype you better than you.
Yeah, have your self-confidence. Secondly is to break, just start the conversation.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it, just go for it. And if you've been snubbed after starting a conversation, start another conversation.
Do not get me wrong. I sound very smooth right now having this conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sound very smooth. It's not easy. Trust me. There have been instances too where I couldn't break the ice.
Oh, yes.
So I'm not saying, oh, I'm
you're the queen of ice.
Ice breaking.
No. You are John. I can't think about a reference now. The guy in
Game of Thrones.
Yes. What's that guy's name? Jon something.
Jon Snow.
Mm. Icebender.
Jane Snow,
the Icebender. Okay, that was actually a very great topic. So we're going to be moving to the next segment, which is Dish or That. We're going to be going through scenarios and say which we would rather and which we would rather not. So stay tuned. Okay, so we are doing Dish or That, and we'll be asking ourselves questions and finding out how disgusting we are.
Mm-hmm.
so go. You're going first. You're going first. Go. Pick one question. Just pick one at random.
All right. Okay.
Just anyone for me.
Uh-huh. Let me look for one that's going to put you in a really awkward situation.
I can never be in an awkward situation.
We'll see about that.
You know, okay. Always confident.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Would you rather someone trapped you in a transparent box naked, or and place you in the middle of Times Square, or leave you in a gator infested pool? In a transparent box naked.
In the transparent box naked, because I'm going to be like this. I'm imagining it. Okay, big box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll crouch down like this in the box. Yeah. In the transparent. Gators. No.
What will you do?
Gators. Die.
No. Naked.
Strip please. Naked or die.
Strip naked. Please.
You see, Sila. Okay. Let me pick one for you. This one's going to be half.
Yikes. I'm not looking forward to it.
Would you rather no one comes to your wedding or no one comes to your burial?
Please don't come to my burial.
Well, then you're like, well, she's a horrible human being. You know, we don't want your mom to. Or even your
mom will have been dead before I die.
Your friends.
It's my hope that my mom would have been dead before I die. And then my friends, I don't know. But for me, I'm not there to witness it.
Wait, yes, to feel like.
So. There's really no point.
I feel nobody.
If they come, if they don't come,
no one should come to my anything. Just leave me alone.
What?
Because I don't want the disappointment. I'm just like accepting my fate now. So in future,
why would you say that?
Okay, don't come.
The way I'm looking at it, the only thing that might stop me from coming to your wedding is if I'm not in the country where you're having it.
Yeah. But so what if like. Nobody comes, like you have to be calling, hi, what are you guys doing? Go for B.
Nah, that's the place of
panic. I would just go on vacation straight from there, like, yo. Pack up the food, let's go on vacation. We'll freeze it. Okay, your turn.
Would you rather marry an ogre or a troll?
What's the difference?
There's a difference. An ogre is gigantic.
And a troll is gigantic. A big nose. Have you seen a troll?
No, I'm not. But the image description in movies is...
I know what an ogre looks like. And it looks promising, you know?
Yeah, being I think princess. An ogre is bearable compared to a troll.
Let's look what a troll looks like. Yeah, an ogre. Yeah.
An ogre is better, I think.
It's gross.
Although they're disgusting too, but
I mean, if you say ogre, I'm thinking Shrek, and I'm like, Shrek. Shrek has some angles.
Yeah. What? Ew. Which is this?
Oh, what's it?
Ogre. Troll.
Troll. This is troll.
Ew. No, thank you.
Ogre all the way, and see this one. This one's the creepiest one.
Ew.
Imagine staring at this on your wedding day.
No, thank you.
See the ring in his hand, he's giving it to you. Like...
No thanks. I wonder where these people come up with these images. Okay, like your turn.
I like this one. My precious. Would you rather be 10 inches or 10 feet tall?
10 inches tall
or 10 feet tall?
10 feet seems better. I know it's a lot, people are going to stare at you a lot. But if you have a very nice body and you're 10 feet tall,
you cannot. Like, there's no way. Wait, can you?
But 10 inches, you're insignificant.
I know, you're so tiny.
Exactly.
But you still have the same body size. So you're just going to be like, rolling. Like, imagine I shrunk down to 10 inches. 10 inches.
Yeah.
And I didn't like shrink down my legs and arms like little human.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like short, like 10 inches.
Nah. I'd rather be 10 inches tall.
10 feet tall. Mm-hmm.
10 feet tall.
Your turn.
Let me see that.
Yes, I would rather.
10 feet?
No, like the one you were about to ask.
You don't even know which it is.
Okay.
If you had magical abilities, would you rather use your abilities to help people or to prank them? Let me see.
What am I pranking? I'm using my magical abilities to help people.
There's a possibility. I'm a prank.
Like, how are you like invisible?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go like
drop things.
I know the funniest prank I would do. I'll go to the bank,
okay.
Go to the safe, be invisible, grab the money, like, and leave as a prank.
Yeah, and then people can see the money moving.
Yeah, I'll be like, guys, it's a prank. Money, but can you see the money moving? I've actually thought about that. Like, if you're invisible,
uh-huh.
And stealing money, it's going to be like money floating in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be in the bag. Oh, bag floating. A bag floating in the air. People are going to run away. People are going to just stay away from the car.
They're going to scour away.
They might actually say, Isn't you in the car? The car is opening. Somebody invisible. This person invisible.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy. Okay, let me find one creepy one for you. This is, how many have you done so far? You can count.
I've done three.
I've done
two. So this is your third. Yeah.
Would you rather sleep in an open grave, hey,
okay.
Or in a cage in a zoo?
As long as there are no snakes that can creep into my cage.
That's why it's in a zoo.
Or sleep on the grave. Nah.
I can't even stand in the graveyard in the night.
I think a zoo would do it for me. Oh, you live with a snake. I think
you're really scared of snakes.
Nah, I can't.
Yeah, how they do this? Yeah. Ah, so creepy.
I'm sorry.
Okay, your turn. You're looking for the juiciest one.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdo.
Would you rather live your life in reverse or fast forward to the end?
That's a good one.
It's twisted.
Jesus, who came up with these things? Live my life in slow reverse.
No, it doesn't even say slow, but would you rather live your life in reverse or fast forward to the end?
That means it's rewinding. I'm just rewinding, like, tomorrow, today, after today, after now, I'm going to go and write the exam.
Next tomorrow.
And after,
I feel, so if that were to be the case, will I reverse back to the beginning? If I reverse back to the beginning, I think to some extent, there are some part of my lives I would like to relieve, and there are some parts I wouldn't.
There's some parts I would be like cringing and closing my eyes as I'm going through it.
Exactly.
I will not even allow it to happen.
I'm curious about my future.
But it's so weird. Like,
I don't want to leave it yet. I want it to run its proper course.
Imagine like he's going so fast and you're like, oh, I got married to him.
I had this many kids. They're so cute.
Oh, my babies. Oh my God. Ew. Like he'd left me. Like he's just like you're running through your life and you're like seeing everything. Wow. Okay. Like, wow, I got this job. Wow. Goodness.
So I thought this person was a friend.
Yeah. Wow.
Look what this person did in the end.
Reverse. True. No, fast forward to the end. I want to be done with it.
Really?
Just take me.
Okay.
Would you rather chain yourself to a lion?
Lion.
Or have a ton of magnets? My God, sorry. Crawl over your body.
Chain myself to a lion.
Yeah, or like a million maggots all over your body.
A lion. Maggots.
Chain yourself to a lion. You're dead now.
Nah. I'll choose lion. I'll choose to be a lion.
Lion will kill you. The lion will eat you.
I'm changing myself to a lion.
No, you're chaining yourself to
a lion.
Yeah.
No, you never can tell. I might be able to tame the lion.
How?
Lion,
he beats me. Lion.
But having
maggots. They'll eat you, they feed on you.
Exactly. That's like being dead.
I can't even see maggots on anything. Like when I see maggots like climbing like a maybe bean or something, like so gross. Like where do maggots come from? Fly babies.
I'd rather stay with the lion, please.
What will I do? I would. But what would the lion eat you?
I don't know. But
can you even approach a lion like the fear?
One option is better than the other.
Yeah, it's not just like the last one you said. Your turn. I think after yours, mine's, then that's the last one.
Okay. So would you rather be set on fire or run over by a semi-truck?
Or run over by what?
A semi-truck. Okay, so if this were to be in a magic show...
Set on fire. Fire is so painful. You know it's not a magic show, obviously. You know it's a painful fire. You try to make the best out of it, though.
Yeah,
it's proper fire.
Oh,
hit by a truck. Hit by a truck, your muscles will hurt you. Like,
if it's a truck that's going to end my life immediately...
It's not going to end your life immediately. You're going to lay there in pain. Fire?
Either option is not nice.
God, who came up with this?
They're twisted.
But I choose the truck because skin of the...
Yes, truck, please.
They can take me to the hospital and give me a lot of morphine.
That one will still bring about deformity.
Yeah, but like the fire, though, like your body will peel that off. Yeah. You can't even lie down. No. Fire, I hate fire. So,
I think it's semi-truck for me too.
Yeah. This is the last one. Before we move into the next segment. For the next month, would you rather live without hope?
What?
Or without love? I feel like you've read this one before.
Hope. Of the two?
Hope of the few, like, without hope, like...
Of the two, I think one is worse. Although, living without love also gets you to that point where
you are hopeless.
Yeah. So either ways, but I'd rather be without love.
Yes, I'd rather be without, because I have to have
being
hope.
Hopeless means it's that I'm that's depressed. The end of it.
Yeah. Okay, that was some interesting ones. Wow, right on time. Now this takes us to the next segment, and it is called Bedtime Stories. As we actually need these bedtime stories because we're about to hit the sack. You're gonna take the... Okay, there are three.
Please, I hope these bedtime stories are interesting, because
I hope,
because as a kid, bedtime stories helped me sleep.
Okay, let
like puzzle stuff.
Let me start with this one. In college, this is a guy called Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix Korn. What the name? In college.
I feel like some of these names are like symbolic to represent
something.
The person.
Phoenix Korn.
Somebody that is corny. Or mystic.
His rise like a phoenix or whatever.
Okay, let's hear you.
In college, I had a guy think he was being all sexy and that it would turn me on. Is this a female or a male?
I think this is female.
I'm getting male vibes. That it would turn me on, go ahead and whip it. What is she writing? That it would turn me on,
go ahead and
whip his shirt off and ask for a massage. And Jesus, his back was covered in the worst acne I've ever seen.
Ew.
white heads as far as the eye could see. there was no place you could rub, squeeze or touch that would have not ended in pus.
She got a taste of her medicine.
No,
it
fucking
isn't she. Because she yeah. had the guy thinking he was
like
sexy.
She likes him.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's exaggerating. Like, how would there be no part that you can't talk about?
You never can tell.
How does the person even live? Like, his shirt will have been filled with pus or something.
How does the person even survive? That guy, how does he live?
Like, truth, please tell me. We can't really judge because people are struggling with really
different issues. Yeah.
But some of these issues are caused from dirtiness. Bath. Use soap, use water. Scrub your body.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay, so it says, I don't have the link and it's not in the Museum of Filth as far as I know. But a lady posted about the worst back.
Okay, that was one I just said.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. I was in that thread at the time. It was bizarre.
Wait, hold on. Is this the comment section? What? That was so hilarious. This brings us to the end of this podcast.
Yeah, it's been an interesting discussion. I enjoyed the discussion at the beginning.
Yeah,
it was insightful, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Is this a good time to talk about my own podcast?
Yes, plug your podcast.
Why did you start?
No, baby.
Like, you don't want me to.
Please. I do. I'm just joking. Please, go.
So, my podcast is called The Budding Podcast.
Okay.
And as much as it sounds like, so it's coined from book plus reading.
Okay.
Which, well, by appearance, even by the clip art, is about critiquing literary works and the likes. But then I've discovered that in order to I feel like I'm talking too much.
No.
In order to properly appreciate works of art, it's important to seek out the opinion of the creators
yes.
of those work of art. So that's basically what my podcast does, and it goes beyond just books. So I'm critiquing advertisements, I'm critiquing music, I'm critiquing work of art, I'm critiquing sounds, I'm critiquing some decisions by talking with people who have had experiences with that particular work of art alongside the inventors of those work of art. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah. She's really, really an amazing person. You have to listen to her podcast on Spotify.
It's an Anchor.
Anchor.
And it's on Spotify too as okay. The Budding Podcast.
It's on Spotify too. You have to listen to it. It's really insightful and really impactful. And I'm pretty sure you have an amazing time listening to it. And you can also follow her on...
You can also... Yeah, The Budding.
The
Budding on is available
The Budding. The Budding is available anytime you want.
Yeah, The Budding Podcast. Available on Instagram, but if you want to follow me as me, who is the host, it is Eniola_full_full_.
What?
Three underscores.
She's the reason why we can't use full stop and underscores anymore. You took it all. What? Yeah, full stop underscore, full stop underscore, full stop underscore,
so
full stop.
The thing is, I was looking for a username that was just Eniola and it was already taken.
Wow, what a username. I'm definitely not stealing that. Anyways,
so Eniola _
full stop underscore.
You see, you're dancing to, so there's a chance you
there's a reason remember. Yes, I'm like if I were you giving out my listen, I'll be twerking and saying anyways. So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel on at the Dish Talk Show and listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Breaker, Radio Specific, so many other podcast sites, and also on Instagram too. So you can follow us on Instagram on The Dish Talk Show and Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing and following. I will see you guys next episode. Bye.